Kol tzorche mila. It's a mechtik. Tony kula kol tzorche mila. It says in the Mishnah, all tzorche mila is doiche Shabbos, is lasu yemai. What is the beginning of the Mishnah saying? Kol tzorche mila doiche. Like it explained, it says the mila, the priya, and the metzitza. Those are the three things of the guf hamila that's doiche Shabbos. So what's the Rashi saying? Kol tzorche mila. What else is there? And the Gemara, lasu yehoda tana rabbonin. Tell me a new aloha. Hamoil, kol hamoil, when you're making a ma'isa mila, kol zaman shuwaisa gemila. Kol zaman the mila, like the moil, is cutting the orla, he's holding the orla in his hand. Choizer, he's allowed to go over again. Ben ala tzitzen amakfenes amila, ben ala tzitzen shein makfenes amila. Now tzitzen means strings of meat, the strings of the orla. Like you make the mila really is supposed to cut off all the orla, that's mechapa the atorah. That covers up the Atorah. Let's say it took off rove of the Orla, but there's some skin, strings of skin still there that's still covering up the Atorah. So it depends how much tzitzin is still there. Certain tzitzin left over so much meat that's makiv as a mila, you did not yotze mitzvah mila. And some there, it's still there, but you yotze the mitzvah mila. It's only after hidden mitzvah to take it all off. But once rove of the Atorah is nizgala, robe of the Torah is cleaned from the Orla, that's called Tzitzin Shein Makfenes Amila. That means you already did the mitzvah. Now, the Moyel though, hey, the Mishnah is saying now on Shabbos, calls him on his Isaac with the Mila. He's hired it like the gear in his hand, and he's still cutting, even though he cut once. If he sees some more pieces left, he's allowed to go and finish off cutting the rest of the Tzitzin, even though it's not Makfenes Amila. But once he finished the Mila, he like took his hands away from the gid. And now he takes a look and says, Oyvei, there's some strings left there. It depends. If what's left is makiv the milom, avad, you could do it again, because it's doiche Shabbos, you didn't do the milom. But let's say the milom is kosher already. You did a kosher milom. Just you have some tzitzin left over, you're not allowed to go now and cut it, because that's not the mitzvah milom anymore. It's not doiche Shabbos anymore. You have the right to do this aveira. So, again, no come on. Hitnan, hamol, you're making the milom. Calls the man, she wasted the mila. Calls the man, you're like holding the gid, you're in the middle of cutting. Chayzer, you're allowed to go over again. Then I'll have tzitzin amakfin, that's pshita. If you have tzitzin left over, that's makiv the mila, esa mila. Then I'll have tzitzin shein makfin esa mila. Because it's considered one nice mila. You're still cutting off the orla, so you can go over again and take off another small piece, even though that piece is not makiv the mila. Mashenkein, pirish, let's say you finished the ma'isa mila. You took your hands off the orlo. Then we say, al tzitzin amak v'nesa mila chayzer. If you have some strings left over there of meat, that's makiv the mila, it's not a kosher mila, pshita chayzer. You go and do it again? Of course, you didn't do the ma'isa mila yet. Havad is still doiche Shabbos. Heis chayzer, al tzitzin shein makvin. Pirish, al tzitzin amak v'nesa mila chayzer. About tzitzin shein makvinas amila ain't a chayzer. You're not going to go back because it's called like a new ma'isa mila, and this new ma'isa mila is not being kind the mitzvah mila. The mila was already done. It's only out the hidden mitzvah. But hidden mitzvah is not considered like the gufa mitzvah. It's not doiche Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Tzitzin Rashi, the second line, tzitzin shiuri orla, leftover pieces of the orla. But mitzvah meforish elu ain't tzitzin amakvin. These are called pieces that still makiv the mitzvah. The yei shein makvin, there are some that are not makiv. We're going. Vosa sheino choifer roiv haTorah. You have a piece of meat left over that doesn't cover roiv of the haTorah. Ela miyuto, only a meat of the haTorah. Namai haTorah, what's called the haTorah? That shura gevoya hamakefes begid. The ring that goes around, the high part of the ring that goes around the gid, sovid. Shemimenu hagid meshupa v'yerud. From the highest point of the ring, it starts to go down bottom, litzat karka, to the bottom of it, or meshupa v'yerud litzat the guf. It also starts going down simply towards the guf. And that's the round piece right around the atorah. So that's called the atorah. So robe of that is covered, it's makiv the mila. If the meat of it is covered, it's not makiv the mila. So kids, it's the little round, it's the round part of the atorah. So the machlokes we showing them, what does it mean, roiv? Does roiv mean the circumference wise? All the way around. It has to be mamish be robe of it is covered, then you're not makiv. But if robe of the circumference is uncovered, even though this part is covered completely, still it's kosher. Some Rishon are not like that. It means any little part of the Atorah, you go fakir this way. If a rove of just going one way around is covered, it's already makiv the mila. If the kid only be mamish, that's one little drop on one side. But if it goes along all the way around rove of going around the mila, the Rav the Torah, that's also makiv.
So kitzev, it's mechafer rov of the atara, it's makiv. If not rov, it's kosher.
Shrashi hamoyel b'shabbos. Calls the man shuwaisit boshle silib yodoi. He didn't take his hand away. In roya shenishtari bought sits in beimak and the semila shenisharim. That's a lochem. If he's still holding it, so he could do it. It's called one ma'isemila. Vashenkin pirush as Rashi shilib yodoi. He took his hand away from the ma'isemila ready. Then he could only go back ala makvin choizer shurei hein kemilatzma. That's like you're doing a new ma'isemila now. Aber v'al shein makvin ein choizer. But the little tzitzin that's left over, it's not makiv. You can't go back to heavy kilochet chilo. That's like starting a new ma'isemila now. Bifnei atzmoi, v'yaleinu lo nitin l'chalos the Shabbos. You're not allowed to be l'chalos Shabbos for this. It's not the ma'isemila. Behind the diktoni, that's what our Mishnah is saying. Kol tzorchei milo, v'yafilu tzitzin shein makfin chayzer aleihem kol zman shlei pirush. That's what the Mishnah means. That kol tzorchei milo, has kol zman you're doing the ma'isemila, even if you have just little bit skin that's covering up just part of the Torah, not rov of the Torah, still you're allowed to cut it off. Because since you're being Isaac and the Mila still, it's considered one big Maisa Mila, and a Maisa Mila is Deicha Shabbos. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, Man Tana, who's this Tana that holds this Svara, that Pirish, when you stop doing the Maisa Mila, ain't a Chayzer. It's considered like you start over again, it's like a new Maisa now. And the Svara you say, Fakir, what do you mean I stopped? I stopped for a second, so what? But the Maisa, the Moil now is doing a Maisa Mila. See, even if I stop for a second, I'm still continuing. It still be called one Maisa. Hey, so who's the time of the hold? If you stop for a second, it's finished the first Maisa, and it's considered you're starting a new Maisa now, and the new Maisa is also. Who holds like this? Omer Rav Abba Vachone, Omer Rav Yechon, Rav Yishmoel, Benoish, Rav Yechon, Rav Rukihi. Calls the court Rav Yishmoel. The time that we had before. Arab also Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So you'll have to be doicha, make the Shechitas, Akor Pesach on Shabbos. Is mafshit, then you have to skin the animal. See, old mafshit ha pesach ad achoza. You can skin the animal only until the breast. Divrei Rav Yishmoel b'noish Rav Yochanan b'Ruka. And then you take out the emurim and you makta the emurim today. But the rest of the animal you can't make a hafshata. You can't pull off the rest of the skin anymore. But chomay meno mafshit in eskulay. You can take off everything. So the half meaning is according to Rav Yishmoel, everybody holds. First you pull off the skin until the choza, and you stop pulling off the skin. Then you cut it, take out the emurim. Now you want to go again, continue pulling off the rest of the skin. So Yishmoel says that's also, because it's a new ma'isav shota, and it's not doicha Shabbos. Pulling off the skin now is not called tzorchei karbon. That's what's not doicha. Mashma kontachom, though, the svar is, even though you stopped in the middle to take out the emurim, so what? But now when I go back to continue pulling off the skin, it's like one big ma'isav pulling off the skin, that's called tzorchei karbon. That's the avimino. So the morane, mimai, who says that's the svar is? Mimai, ad kan loy kam Rav Yishmoel b'noi. Shav yachin amruka osam, mishum loy binan, zekele b'yan veyu. I tell you, once you finish pulling off the skin until the breasts, and you took out the emurim, there's no more tzorchei mitzvah anymore. You took out the emurim, you made the aktorim. The rest of the korim pesach now is a mitzvah tiber at my turn. But right now there's no mitzvah at all. There's not even a mitzvah, zekele b'yan veyu. Abul Hocho, Mashek, and here you're making the Maisa Mila. So you made a Mila, true it's kosher, but you have some tzitzin left over, there's some strings of meat left over. It's not nice. Hocho, the binyan, that Caleb unveiled, like mush in the middle of the weekday, Havad, you're supposed to continue, cut it off, to make a nice Mila. So maybe on Shabbos, Zek Caleb unveiled, it's also part of the Maisa Mitzvah, it could be Deicha Shabbos. The Mar Hochi Nami, maybe it's Mutter. Titania, Zekeli Vian Veyu. What does the Pasuk mean? Has no lofon of a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, make it nice. Asay lofon of sukkah no. You're building a sukkah, make a nice sukkah. Vululuv no. You're buying a lulav, buy a nice lulav. That's called hidden mitzvah. Vishoifa no. Use a nice shoifa. Tzitzis no. A nice beggar, nice tzitzis. Sefer Torah no. Nice clean sefer Torah. Vikosa by the shmoi bijoy no. Use a, if you read lishmo. If someone lay out Lishmoh, the Pshat, you write it slowly, Lishmoh, you have to erase it and write it over again. That makes it not nice. So when the Matchila writes the same for Torah Lishmoh, you won't have to come to erase any part of it to make it Shmutzit. Because you'll have to erase it, it'll be kosher, but it's not going to be no. So make a safer turn no means kosher by Lishmoh right away, write it Lishmoh. And Bidjoy no, use nice ink. The Kulmis no, use a nice pen. Balavler, and use a nice writer, nice cipher. And if the Gemara, the lavla umein has used a lavla umein for a korcha b'shiroy inoyin and wrap around the sefer Torah. The mantle should be a nice mantle, a nice cover for the sefer Torah. Skitzel, everything you do with mitzvah should be nice.
Here also, since a mila is a maisa mitzvah, maybe al zek keli van veil, you have a heter, even on Shabbos, to cut off the tzitzin. Since the Alta Torah is the hidden mitzvah of pshat, a new mitzvah by itself, that's also pshat, this is nichl on the first mitzvah. But this is a svara to make it all like one maisa mila. I'm going to cut off the mila. And it's needed to make a hidden mitzvah. So that even though you stop, it's a svara, I can still continue to finish the first maisa behidr. I'll be sure learn another pshat in the post. Not a sira, the nachad roshan. The anveil means heavy daim aloi. We should be daim to Hashem. Mahu chan, it's like a kodesh baruch was chan and rachum. Avato, hoyu, chan and rachum. We should also have rachmonis. So I call upon him with the chilek between Milo and Pesach. So that's the, our machlekes is not with them on the yom. Not machlekes, but we don't say we go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Elo amar Ravashi, homani Reb Yosiyu. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yosi. The Tanan, bein sheniru ba'olu. That means when come again to Kiddush HaChodesh, in the Lachim, when Eidim see the Levona, when you have Bezdin, you're supposed to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin is Mekadosh Levona. What about if you have to go Chutz Tchum, or you have to be Mechal Shabbos? So the Eidim have a right to be Mechal Shabbos, to come to Bezdin on Shabbos, to tell them that today is Rosh Chodesh. Now, when do they have a right to go? Main Shinir Bolu, whether they see the moon mamish clear, wherever they are, still the lot of be Mechal Shabbos to come. Or Ben Shla Nirubo, when it's not seen so clear, is Mechal and Lovas to Shabbos. Still there could be Mechal Shabbos. We'll still see what the Chiddush is. Rabbi Yaisi Yomino, Nirin V'yolul ain't Mechal and Lovas to Shabbos. If it's very clearly seen, so you're, let's say, 5 miles away from Bezdin. So you want to have to, you want to have a Hetan now to go Chutz L'Tchum, to come to Bezdin, to tell them the Chiddush HaChodesh. Rabbi Yaisi Yomino, no, you're not allowed to go. Because since it's seen very clearly, Mistavra, their Eidim, closer to Bezdin, has also stored. And they don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So there's no heta for you to be Mechal Shabbos, because Mestoma, there are closer Eidim that saw the Kiddush Levona. Mashenkin, if you see it and it's very not clear, so then you could be told that maybe I'm the only one that saw the Levona, then you have a heta to be Mechal Shabbos. So what kind of tushtal is this to our case? So Rashi, Rav Yosi Yomer Alma, Af Agav Yikah Mitzvah, even though you're doing a mitzvah of Kiddush Levona, Kiv on the Lav of Tzara Gavoyu, it's not necessary to have you. It's Lo Mechalinen, we're not Mechal Shabbos. Here also the Mila. Once you finish doing the Mila, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's time to go back to finish off the Tzitzin. Maybe you have no Heta for it. Right. So tomorrow, no, there's no Tushtel here. Dilma, Ab Kan Lei Kam Reb Yosi Yosam Lo Nitu Shabbos Litzchoyz. The Chlal, in such a case, what's the Svarim? When Lavona is seen clearly in the sky, and the moon is seen, so there's no Heta to be Mechal Shabbos at all. Because you have right in Amon, Mestom Eidim, right in your best in Surah, and there won't be any Chlal Shabbos at all. Aval Hoch, when you make a meal on Shabbos, did Nitna Shabbos Litzchoyz, we're talking about Mitzchili, you made the Meister meal on Shabbos, so you had a Heta to be Deich Shabbos. Hachinami, maybe you have a right to finish off the mitzvah, the behidr, like we're saying, even though the tzitz and the strings of all of that's left over is not mark of the mitzvah, but since you started and you had a heter to be mechalo, maybe it could be finished. So right, we have no chiddush who holds like our Mishnah says a chiddush, that once it's finished, you can't continue on anymore. Elo amri nadoi rabbonin the plegal of the Rabbi Yosihi. Goes according to a different Rabbi Yosi, the rabbonin of Rabbi Yosi. But now, arbo kahanim nichnosim the shalom of the lechem upon every Shabbos. They used to change over the lechem. They have 12 lechem. They have 6 and 6. And every Shabbos was changed over. How do they change it? Arbo kahanim nichnosim. 4 kahanim went into the shulchan. Shnayim biyodom shnei sedorim. 2 of them had, or 2 kahanim had each one in the hand, 6 2 sedarim means 6 and 6. Each one has 6 lechem. Ushnayim biyodim shnei bezichim. And 2 kahanim, each one had in his hand the bezichim of levoina. At the top of the shulchan, there were 2 bezichim of levoina. So 4 kahanim came in on Shabbos. Now viabo magdim lefnayim. 4 other kahanim went in before them. Shnayim litol shnei sedarim. 2 of them to take off the old 2 sedarim. Ushnayim litol shnei bezichim, and 2 of them to take off the old 2 bezichim of levoina. Now Hamachnisim, the one that comes in on Friday, I'm dim at Sofen, stands on Sofen's side, Opnein L'Dorim, they're facing Dorim. Because that's a more choshev place, Sofen is more choshev. But I might see him, the Kanam of just there, to take out the old Lechem, that's not so choshev, has bringing in the new, is a more choshev Zach, and taken out, so the ones that are taken out, I'm dim B'Dorim, they stand on the other side of the Shulchan, B'Dorim. Opnein L'Sofen, and they're facing one another. Now Elo Moishchen V'Elo Manichim, like the cloud is, the Pasuk says of Nei Hashem Tomid. You're supposed to have the lechem upon him on the Shulchan Tomid, because without a hefsik. So b'shash she taken off the lechem, so the other kari is mamash right there putting the new lechem. As while he's pulling off this one, the other one is putting the next lechem right together. That's this lashon. Elu moishkin, these kind of are pulling off the lechem. The elu manishim, the other ones are right away putting it in. Tovchu shozeh b'tativchu shozeh, mamash one hand next to the other hand. My tefach is near your tefach. Mishwai, mishum shenemar, the positive says, of near Hashem tomid. So you have to add lechem upon him on the shulchan tomid. It can't be a second without it. We have Yoisi Yomenein, Afilu Eilu Neutlin. Let first the Kainim take off all the shtei lechem, the lechem upon him. V'yelo Manichim, and then later the new Kainim put down the lechem upon him. Av Zehoye Tomid, that's also called Tomid. So what do you see? That even though you have a hefsek in between, still it's called Tomid. So hold in our Mishnah also. That was saying that when you stop the Milo, and now you want to go continue, it's called like a new Haskalah, that's not called Tomid, that goes according to Rabbanan of Rav Yosi. So Rabbanan say Tomid means Keseda. If you have a break, it's called you stop and starting off anew. But that's not according to Rav Yosi though, that even if you stop, a B you go right back to it, that's not called a new Haskalah, the Kuramila would also be Mut according to Rav Yosi. Right. So Rabbanan, Mahal Keten Es Hamila. You allow a Mahal Keten means like pick off the... Rashi, but tzitzin amakvin. If you have the tzitzin, that means the leftover strings of the orla, that's makiv the mila, that means it's chayf, it's covering up, rove of the atara, rove of the ring that goes around the gid, is mahalkatin es the mila. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'yim lo hilkatu, and let's say you didn't finish it off, you should know, honest chorus, you should know l'chur the moil, it's chayf chorus, because the moil made a chaticha on Shabbos, he made a chaburam, and he wasn't carrying the mitzvah mila. Because he didn't finish the Mila. Since there are still tzitz in Makiv as a Mila, he didn't do a Ma'is Mila, he's Chayev Chorus. But the more money, who's Chayev Chorus here? Omer of Kana Umin. The Moyo that did the Mila, he's Chayev Chorus. Maslov Rapopo, Umin, you want the Umin to be Chayev Chorus? Leimulu, let the Umin say, Ano Avdi Pavla the Mitzvah. I started to do the Ma'is Mila on Shabbos, I had good Kavonis. I had Kavon to do a Ma'is Mila. So Beshasai was cutting, I didn't do any in Aveira. I didn't finish the Mila. So what? I'm telling another moil, you go finish the Ma'is Mila. But v'shas, I cut the Mila, I didn't do an Aveira. It was mut to me to cut the Mila. I didn't finish the job. It's not worse, like I stop in the middle and say another moil, now you come and finish. So why should I be chayiv? No, I have the power of the mitzvah. Also, I have this, so power of the mitzvah. Let somebody else do the other half of the mitzvah. Saga, you see, it's kosher to do a Mila with two different moils. You can have one moil, they do this. A moil, the father, a moil, he's not a moil, so he lets the moil put the oil in the clamp, and he just makes the chaticha, and then the moil finishes off the priya. That's mutter. He's one person who can start something, and another one can finish it off. So why is the first moil chayiv here? What he did the heter. You're part of the mitzvah. Elo amar apop gadol. We're talking about a gadol now. The what? Rashi begodol shemo kemari uvechel slav daf tzom ma shabbos not tzom in the middle of weekday v'yonish korus to come mishum mila koma the dain orvelu right means that the guy is over by mitzvah and the maestri doesn't have his mila yet so poshki is chayav korus because he doesn't have the mila yet maslo ravashi godol beediksib is nothing a posik v'yorvel zochar shalayimo he's chayav korus so why do I need a chiddush here in the brayser to tell me he's chayav korus there's nothing a posik in the Torah he's chayav korus that can't be pshan as a brayser. Elawam Ravashi, Lioilam Umin, we're talking about the moil, that the moil is Chayav Chorus. Ah, yes, the Kasha, what did he do wrong? Or going to Yosef Ben Ashmoshes. It's talking about he came too late on Shabbos. It was Kamat already Ben Ashmoshes on Shabbos. It was like Kamat Moitzvah Shabbos. The Shabbos. For Yom Ruler Loi Mesafkis. And everybody told the moil, don't start doing the Mila now, you're not going to have enough time to finish it. You're not going to finish it before Shabbos. So if you're not going to finish it before Shabbos, you have no right to even start. Because here, since you know you can't finish it on Shabbos, you have the right to start the mitzvah even. For your malu, but the male said no. Mr. Avkina, I have enough time. I'm going to finish it. Don't worry. The yovar and the male started. Pula yistapik, and he didn't have enough time to finish it. The yistak kum to sois the chaburu who the yovin. This male did a chabura, and they gave him asra before him. They warned him, don't do it, and he didn't listen. He went and did it. Male be yonish chorus. This is the case the same with your chayav chorus. Since he didn't listen, in this case it's like a chayav chorus. You can't walk out like a horse, that you have the face of a horse on a stick that the kids walk out to play with. Looks like you're riding a horse.
Who knows the hoylich baragla? Really, you're carrying baragla, because it's not called a malbush, just called hoytzor. It's awesome. Below the ksharim, you can't go out with ksharim. Then eitzim gevoyim. That's like stilts. You can't walk on stilts on Shabbos. Sheyesh ben moishav lechaf haregel. Volchem ben betit. You want to walk through the tit? Right. It's not called a shoe. Stam stilts is also to walk out with on Shabbos. Below the parmi, the hein kimin surois parts. If you want to walk out with a mask on Shabbos, it's also to walk out with a mask on Shabbos. Shenoyst malaponim lahaf chidatinoikis. Because right, it's not called a malbush. It's not a derek to wear this, so it's not called a malbush. It's also to walk out with it on Shabbos. Poshut it's only also the rabbanon because it's not a derek hoytzor this way, but it's also to walk out with a mask on Shabbos. Chokhala ein yoytzim v'teva. You can't put a box on top of your head on Shabbos to walk out with a box. The kupa a basket or machtolos a mat. You can't stop throw a mat on top of your head on Shabbos to walk out with it. Even if you want to protect yourself from the rain, still it's also. Because it's not a derech malbush. Something it's not a derech malbush. There's no hetter. It's not called a tash. It's not bottled to the group. Something else called a masli. Avu yoytzim v'sak. But you can walk out with sacks. The yiriya v'chamila perish begodim gasim. Even though they're very very thick begodim, still you can walk out with it. And the Gemara said the swara was like the Magen Avraham says. They should derech lotzis by b'vnei hagishomim. People wear like this, like that's the raincoat. The mokim it's raining. Even though now it's not raining, still you're allowed to walk out with it. That's the story. Anything that's a malbush to wear, sometimes it's called a malbush then, and when you put it on a Shabbos, you can walk out with it, because it's a bottle to your goof. Like your raincoat. Even though now it's not raining outside, since it's a malbush that people wear sometimes, you can walk out with it. But Shaykh is time to put a box on top of your hat, or a basket on top of your head, since it's not a derech malbush, nobody wears that way, it's not called a malbush, it's not bottle to your group, maybe it's called a master, it's called you carrying it out. You can't look up, it's raining outside, you want to put a box on top of your head to protect yourself from the rain, that's awesome. It's not called a malbush, it's called a master. Chodeis, yoitzim v'moich u'svug shalamaka. You have like a wound on your hand, you want to put a band-aid, so you put cotton on top of the band-aid, on top of the wound, that's mutter to go out with. Lefi shema rapim. Since this merapid heals the wound, so male to swar is bottled to the goof, it's like a tachshit, it's mutter. Hilkach heavy kumay tachshit. V'chein b'klipa shum bottle. They used to put onion skins or garlic shells on the wound, it's also a fool, it's also mutter. Oibas, planyas, malugma, ratia, all type of band-aids. Shalehem. Even though it has medicine on the band-aids, habi you put it on before Shabbos, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos because the swar is bottled to the goof, it's called a tachshit. Let's say the band-aid that had a lot of medicine on it fell off your hand on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it back on again on Shabbos. But this is providing it has medicine on the band-aid, because it's also to take refuah on Shabbos. So just like Matkhil, you can't put medicine on it, you can't put back this band-aid full of medicine. But by the hour portion of medicine, it's not a refuah, if it falls off, you can put it back again on Shabbos. Avad on Shabbos, you can't put metchila this band-aid that has medicine on it. Avul also lichroi chut or meshicha al hamakeh lotzis boy. And not let it tie stam a string around the wound. The chivon sheina merapin, since the string is not being merapin, heavy masli. It's a masli. You're carrying out the string. Avul be ogud mashenka a regular like a band-aid. Shekurech al haratia. That you wrap around the cotton, shalatipa that shouldn't fall off you, molov, yocholelech boy. The kosher yamatiroi. You could untie it and tie it, since it's not a kesher shakuyama, that's mutter. Now, the kiss of the svar is, a chut and a mashikh, that means a good string, like a shoelace. So a shoelace, you're not allowed to tie around your hand and walk out with it. Why? Because you're not levatel to the goof. Avad afterwards, you're going to take off the shoelace and use it. Mashenkin is svar, our band-aid are mutter. That's like the ogid shakarach al ratiyah. An ogid means a posture, a thing that when it gets finished, you throw it away. So close them on it's on the body, it's as far as both of the goof now. Like you have a bandit, you want to put cotton and put a bandit around to hold the cotton down. That will be mutter, because our bandits are not kosher. When they get finished with the bandit, we throw it away. So when it's on the goof, it's as far as both of the goof. Just if you want to use a string, that you're going to use the string later, so now that you tie it around your hand, it's not both of the goof, because you're going to use it later. So male, it's not a malbush either. And since it's not merap for you, since the string is not healing you, it's not like a tachshit to butt to the goof, therefore it's called a masli. So maybe a band-aid you're allowed to wear because that's a posture that's bolted to the goof and you throw it away later. If the string wrapping around will be merapi, you will heal you, it's also mutter. Because anything that's healing you, it's like a tachshit. You need it now, it's a service, the goof, it's mutter. But something that's not healing you, just time you have a string wrapped around, and the string you're going to use later, it's not bolted to the goof, it's also to work out on Shabbos. Chav Gimel. Habonim yoitzim bezagim. The kids, you're allowed to put bells on the shirts of kids. Pirish kemein pa'moinim kitanim. Now, at the end, we'll see if it doesn't have the anvil inside. It can't ring, not to make noise. But the bell itself. For arugim lemechsusim, abi it's woven onto the ksus. Avulim einem arugim loy. If it's not woven into the ksus, then we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos, and you come to carry it. As mikra din it's mutter, this zagin, because it's a tachshit. It was a derech to wear bells on the clothing, so it's a tachshit. The tachshit, the svar is bottled to the beged, it's mutter. But if it wouldn't be sewed down or woven in, we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos, and maybe you pull it off. And with the rabban and tzosik there, you come to walk with the daladams. V'loy mahani yodim mechubel ksus rak v'dover shedarko liyus mechubel. Now we're saying after you could sew something onto your suit and walk out with it, but it's only providing what you're sewing on as a derech to wear that way. Avul im chibur sham dover shein darko mekach. If you're starting to pick a chvase and sew on a paper cord onto your shirt there on Shabbos, there's no heter to walk out with it on Shabbos, even though it's sewn onto the beged. But since it's not a derech to walk out to wear that way, it's not vatal to the beged, it's called a maslid. But something is a derech to walk out, it's a svara, it's vatal to the beged, therefore it's mutter. That's awesome. Now, v'oysen agulim yerukim, some type of round green thing, shagazra malchus, shakol yehudi, yisa mehem, certain type of a ring everybody every year has to wear, the chsusa has to be sewed onto your begid, mutter lotzis them, you're allowed to walk out with it. Because it's a svara, since everybody wears it, it's bottled to the begid, it's called the begid. Afilu ain't the top of the chsusa, even though it's not sewn onto your begid, rak mechubisham ksas, only a little bit. Because here we're not afraid you'll come to pull it off, because the mouth is made gzerum, you have to wear it. So there's no gzerum, you come to pull it off, here it's mutter. V'chein mutter lotzis the mitfachas, with a handkerchief. This at least in his time, but I'm not today. But the chen mut lotzim matfeches with a handkerchief. She mekam cheboyach, you blow your nose with it. She korin plutzit. In mechubel chaisai. Used to be a shteigamov. Used to have the handkerchief sewn on to the beged, or maybe inside the beged. Whenever you need it, just pull it out and blow your nose. So used to be a shteigat to have the handkerchief sewn on to your beged. The man was mutter to have it sewn on before Shabbos. In mechubel chaisai. Yeah, but if Adin is only worth a derech, the Kachal, he said. However, if his mind is there, it's not a derech, it's time to have the posture of blowing a handkerchief, and it's sewn on, so you don't have it. The only thing that is a derech is, I'm only have a fancy handkerchief here for looks. That mechur will be mutter. If it's sewn in, that will be mutter. Since it's a derech to have a handkerchief sticking out of here that looks nice, Adi, it has to be sewn in though. If it's not sewn in, it'll be us with the Rabbanan, and there will come to walk with it, for Shus Rabban. But if it's sewn down, that will be mutter. I'm not sure. What the mutter lot says bezagin harugim? It says no. It has to be dafkir. No. Poshut mash has to be mamish. It has to be mamish so woven in. Good. Now in the chubu chsoise. He says here bedafkir shetayful beis tekifos avukshira in the moil. It has to mamish be at least two stitches in. It has to be stitched in. What the no, so setzim won't be good. For the mutter lotzei bezagin, that's what we say you can walk out. If you have the bells sewed onto your beged, the arugim, dafka bein lehem anvil. It has no inside of metal to make the noise. Vei mashmiim kril. Because if it makes noise, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Right, the chubdalim. Yoitzim b'mini yasovim shekoshim oisom b'ksharim v'toylo oisom refuah. This is a type of a kemiah. In Bezman of Gemara, they held this was a refuah. If they have some type of raised vegetables, or on a chain, and they wore the chain of vegetables that would heal them, it's mutter. Because the kemei is as far as called a tachshit. Since you're wearing this to heal yourself, it's like it's a tzar of the goof, it's called a tachshit, it's a tachshit to the body, so it's mutter. What? Huh? That's mutter. That's like next to me. Right. And this is the svar of a kemei. Even though next to me, kemei is an omelet, it has a ksav, who are then asovim? You have different type of grasses, was also type of refuah. And yoitzim v'kemei, you can't go out with a kemei on sheino mumcha. If it wasn't used already three times, vino mumcha yoitzim bo. But if it was tested already three times, then you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Leishnas Machigava, Bulay Kimeya, I'm not going to this, that's Nageya. Right.
Yeah, come back by Kuflam a dollar just to last tomorrow. I'm base. Kuflam give him a base, really. Yeah, Kuflam give him a base. Well, Moititzin. The Mishnah says also on Shabbos, let him make him a tzitzah. The Mishnah let him suck out the blood after you make the chatircha of the Orla. Omer Rapopo. Hai umna, that means a moil. The Loimayitz, if he doesn't make the mitzitzah, even in the middle of the week, is sakonu, it's a sakonu to the kid, to have a milu done to him and not have a mitzitzah, we are rinulei, and we fire the moil. If he didn't make a mitzitzah, he made a sakonu to the kid, so arinulei, we make him ois moil. For the more pshita, avada, you should fire him, because he put the kid in mokum sakonu. What's the rai if you don't do a mitzitzah, the kid is in a sakonu? Midukol mechal leolei shabbatom, since the Mishnah says that on Shabbos, you allowed to do mitzitzah. Now mitzitzah, you're doing a malacha, you're making a chabura. By sucking out the blood, you're causing the blood to come out of the mokum. That's an issur d'oraisa. So what's the heter to do the mitzitzah on Shabbos? Elamai sakonahu. That since the kid is a mokum sakona, that's why you're allowed to do it, because nefesh is there for Shabbos. So from this gemara, it's mashma that the mitzitzah is not really a chelik of the mitzvah's milah. Milah itself is the chaticha, cut off the orlo, and then make a priya. Cut off the skin, be pareya the skin, that's all. That we do mitzitzah stam mishum refuah. Like if you don't do the mitzitzah, it's a sakana. So that's why you do it on Shabbos, because it's a course nefesh if you don't do it. So the chur is pshita, what's the chiddush telling me that if an umen, a moil doesn't do it, he's putting the kid in mokum sakana? So the gemara, yeah, it's a chiddush. Mal the time, for now, mishnah alone, I would think like this. Haida mifkat pocket. I'll tell you really, there's no sakana. If you don't do a mitzitzah, there's no sakana. I, what's the heter to do it on Shabbos then? I tell you, because you're not being over nisid raisam. The dam, the blood inside the mokum, where the orla is nifkat pocket. It's like stored there. It's like in a glass that is stored in a glass. So the dam you suck out of that mokum to have a meaning, it's not called a maisa chaburam. Because if the dam is just stored up there. Kamashmula, no. Chaburay mechban. It's talking about the dam, the blood there is like dissolved in the system. So by you sucking it out, you're pulling out the blood out of the basar that is called doing a maisa chabura. That's the chiddush of Rapopo. That you should know the reason why we do a mitzitzah, because if not, it's a sakonim. And that's the reason why we do it on Shabbos. Because it is a melacha. It is called the dam there is like dissolved in the system, in the meat. So by sucking it out, you're doing a maisa chabura. You're doing an issur d'oraisa. So the reason why it's mutter, because if you don't do it, the kid is a mokum sakonim. Marvadumya, the espalnius ulkamain. Just like the Mishnah says, you're allowed to put this band-aid after you make the milah. You put the band-aid. First, the espalnius is a band-aid that has medicine on it. What's the heter to do it after the milah? Because if not, the kid is a makam sakana. Who would then ulkamain? Kamain is also a type of powder, medicine, that you put on the makam a milah, because if you don't do it, the kid is a makam sakana. Yeah. So, Trashi. Mal the Teirashim Asnitzin Le'ashmina the Mechal Shabbat Olor. The Dam Nifkat Pocket. There's a half minute to say there's no Chilu Shabbos. But the Dam is Mufkat V'yomid Shom. Chinosim Bekli. It's as if the blood is stored up in a glass. Or Mitzitza Ein Chabura. And when you suck out the Dam, you're not making a Chabura. It's just like the Dam is in one place. V'yen Kan Yisra Torah. Or Mishamachi Shor. Maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah says you could do a Mitzitza on Shabbos. V'lav Mishum Sakona. And maybe not that there's a sakon if you don't do it. If you have a moil that did the milah without making a mitzitzah in the middle of the weekday, maybe last sakon, he didn't put the kid in the mokum sakonim, but maybe I shouldn't fire the moil from being a moil. Kamashmon, that's the papa's chiddush? No. Kamashmon, the dam cheburi nechbar, means the blood of the mokum ha-milah is mamis in the bosom. When you suck it out the day mitzitzah, it's called you making a chabura. Still, we say it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. What's the heter to do a chabura on Shabbos? It has to be mishum sakono. That's like the Mishnah says, lady can put a bandage and the medicine, that's mishum sakono. Who are the mitzitzah is mishum sakono. Mela for moil does not do a sakono in the middle of the weekday. We fire the moil because they put the kid in the middle of sakono.
So the Gemara, Ma yisplanus ukemoin, ki lo yavit sakonu, if you don't put the band-aid with medicine on the makam amila, or you don't put the powder, the kemoin, it's a sakonum, afachinami, ki lo yavit sakonu, if you don't do a mitzitza, you should know the kid is in the sakonum. So the portion of Gemara to Mashman, the reason why we do a mitzitza, is to heal mishum refuah, the kitchen and the kitchen adai. Right, the nois no le yisplanus. Mishnah says you're allowed to put this band-aid on top of the makam amila. Omer Abaye, Omruli Ein. Abaye said his mother told him, "Isplanisa de kulan kivi." What's the best type of a band-aid to put on all type of wounds that you have? Kivi, any type of a sore. Now this one, isplanisa, we said, is not a pure band-aid. It has medicine inside it. So what's the best type of remedy to put on all your sores? So his mother told him, "Shev minoy tarva." Should be 7 portions of fat. Tarva is fat. V'chod de kiroi, and 1 portion of wax. That this type of medicine cures. Rava said, Kiro, what does it mean by wax? The Kalba Rishno. That's the type Rashi says, Kiro, the Kalba Rishno, who zephes shalait, shalmetim imenu. A type of a resin that comes out of the wood, out of the trees. Shloyai de or, even without burning it, the resin comes out. Vilavon, it's white. So this thing that comes out of the tree, that's very good to heal you. Tomorrow, Dorash Rava the Mechuza. Rava, Dashan, Barabim, tell everybody, you know what the best medicine to put on the bandit is? Is this type of a sap that comes out of the tree. Is Karino B'nei Menyumi Yasir. So B'nei Menyumi Yasir, he was a special doctor there. So he was the one that knew this remedy beforehand. Now that Rava, Dashan, and Barabim, like put him out of business. Is Karino B'nei Menyumi Yasir Lemanayu. He had to rip up all his bandits that he had. But see, he had this cigarette until now. This is a special bandit that heals. But now that Rav, Darshan, and Barabim, everybody knew how to do it, they don't have to come to the doctor anymore, they'll do it themselves. So Omalu, Rav told him, no, don't feel so bad. Shafki lechu chada, I left you over one secret, like one refuah, that I didn't tell the Rabbin. The Yama Shmuel, what's this refuah? That Shmuel says, Haiman demashiyape, somebody washes his face. For le nagiv tuv, and he doesn't dry his face well. Nikterulei chaspanisa.